You can hear the thwack of tennis rackets hitting balls and the shouts of college teammates supporting each other's play. Ventura County is the hotspot for tennis in America this week, as some of the nation's top tennis players are here for what's become a legendary tennis event. The 116th Ojai Valley Tennis Tournament is underway.
It's a huge deal. This is the largest tournament in the world now. The only tournament where junior players, college players, and professional players play side by side through the entire event. With over 1,400 players, there's nothing like it in the world.
Mark Weil chairs one of the tournament committees. Weil says over the decades, most of the big names in U.S. tennis have played in the tournament, which is known as the Ojai for short.
Every great American champion, Kramer and Tilden and Bobby Riggs and all these famous people, Arthur Ashe won twice here, Billie Jean King won four times here, Lindsay Davenport, Stan Smith, Pete Sampras, the Bryan brothers.
Over the five-day period from Wednesday through Sunday, players will spread out across more than 100 tennis courts in Ojai, Ventura, Oxnard, and Port Hueneme. Steve Pratt with the tournament says it's so large even private tennis courts are pressed into service.
The whole community really does come together for this event. More than 30 private courts. So if you're an Ojai resident and you have a court, you're going to be hosting a match.
The tournament's roots go back to the late 1800s when a family which founded a private school in the Ojai Valley brought tennis to the community.
Sherman Day Thatcher came out to California from back east and created the Thatcher School. His brother wanted to come out and join him, and he said, but don't be bringing your tennis out here because we don't do that. We do camping and horses. But he came out and actually brought tennis to Ojai. After he'd been here for a few years, they wanted to have a tournament, invite people to get into using the courts and introducing them to tennis. There was actually a tournament set up between Ojai and Ventura. And that was the first Ojai tennis tournament.
That's Sam Eaton, who's been a part of the tournament for decades. He became involved as a teenager when he was a student at Thatcher School.
I was on tennis team. Team members, the players, often sort of got the cherry jobs. I ended up ball boying for Billie Jean King and Arthur Ashe.
The tournament is unusual in that it has no paid staff. It's run by a nonprofit organization called the Ojai Valley Tennis Club, with the core committee which oversees more than 500 volunteers. Mike Borders is the club's president.
It's a miracle how it all comes together, I'll be honest. It's not easy.
Obviously, you love tennis.
Correct.
Are you good?
As a player, I'm a mediocre player.
So you live vicariously through this?
That's correct.
One of the highlights of the tournament is the fact that it serves as the Pac-12 Conference Championships in the men's and women's divisions, bringing some of the best college players in the nation to Ojai. This year, the Cal women's team is ranked number one in the nation. Andre Major of Somas played in the tournament as a teenager and is now on the Cal team.
It's just like a great atmosphere. Like, I played this tournament ever since I was 14, and so being back here is just such an unreal experience.
Many of the Pac-12 semifinals and finals matches from Ojai's Libby Park will be televised, but the wall-to-wall competition and numerous venues make the five-day-long event a tennis fan's dream to attend in person. Wendy Schaefer of Santa Barbara is one of the spectators soaking up some sun and some Pac-12 play in Libby Park.
My first time.
What do you think?
I'm having fun. They're great.
Lester Cook just loves the tournament. He should. He's the winningest player in its history with 7 titles and 12 finals medals for the Ojai. Cook is a tournament volunteer. He's playing in it, and his love of it even prompted him to move his family to Ojai.
The whole community pitches in. They use every single court. People donate their time and everything, and it's fun. The best compliment I can give it is that it was just a tournament, and now it's my home.
The tournament will make this a huge weekend for the city of Ojai. It has 8,000 residents, but they'll be literally outnumbered by an expected crowd of 10,000, ranging from players to fans. Tickets are required for the big matches in Libby Park, the Ojai Valley Inn, and at the Ojai Valley Athletic Club. In Ojai, Lance Orozco, KCLU News.